Really fun story. I got this at the CMA after party last year at the WME like rooftop after party.
They had a tattoo artist.
They had a tattoo artist, and this is one of the flash tattoos. And they had such good designs. And it was 2 a.m. and I definitely was not sober. And I said, "Give it to me, full size."
And do you still like it?
I love it.
Because I like it. I think it's cool.
It's my favorite tattoo I have.
And the best part is that it was a decision that was made in those circumstances.
Right? And also, the crazy part about this is the boots being kicked up out of the water is the same boot design on the Austin cover art.
Mm.
And that was so unintentional. I had no idea.
Stop it.
And then we're zooming in on the boots. We're like, okay, this is the cover art. We're like, oh my God, it's like my tattoo. It was a crazy little wink from the universe. So.
And were all the other ones very intentional? They look like they are.
These are for my mom and sister and my dad and my grandma that passed. Yeah. And then this is my after party one.
But you know, so all of my tattoos, they all have special meaning, right?
Yeah.
And for me, that's an important thing to have on my body. But I love that it became something that was a special meaning.
I know, me too.
Right? That's kind of
it's
a story.
Like a little life lesson too. Like, you can make things mean something too.
For me, it's let go of your expectations, and because when you have expectations, something how something should be, you're not going to let it be what it could be.
Yeah, I learned that every year on my birthday.
There's all kinds of numbers, and you look at all the sheets. And it's like, okay, there's streaming and there's social media and all this stuff. What do the numbers mean to you, and compared to what does success actually mean to you?
Well, numbers is obviously a part of success because you have to like reach a certain milestone to be considered.
Sure.
You know, but out of that success, I mean, I'm learning so much out of these long days and these long nights and like how much it demands of you. Like, success is really if you're happy or not.
Are you happy? You look happy.
I'm happy. I'm very happy. I'm learning how to balance my personal care with like my work right now, and being 3 months deep in this crazy lifestyle. Like, I'm a newbie.
Isn't that crazy? It's only been 3 months
right now, and I'm still trying to figure out like how to mentally like stabilize myself with this stuff. So
what was that moment you knew? Okay, this is about to get nuts.
I think it was like the 2 week span of like getting Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
And then signing with Warner and then getting asked to play the CMT Awards, and that all happening within the same week. I was just like, oh my God, this is just the beginning. And that was like a month and a half into it.
That's got to feel very validating, knowing that you were doing something that was fun, but didn't feel like the right place, right? And moving in, transitioning, I'm talking genre-wise or the music you're making. That's got to be very validating that you're like, something inside me told me that this was not right.
Yeah.
And then, oh yeah, that was true.
Yeah,
right.
I really followed my gut on that one because I like fired my management, fired my label.
Really?
Round zero.
What is that conversation? How do you fire somebody like that? Do you have to go through somebody else? Or you're like, hey.
No, I called him and I was like, this is just not working. I mean, it was so obvious that like there was no movement.
Yeah.
It was like this weird, like, we were not helping each other at a certain point. And I think what needed to happen is I need to figure out my gut. And
good.
I was relying on so many different opinions to like guide my music. And that's why I just stripped everything. We're restarting. I'm going with what I want. And what happens now, my album is exactly what I wanted out of my music.
That's fantastic.
And now we're here. So listen
and
to your gut,
here.
Guys.
You're freaking here.
We're freaking here.
I love that.